Okay, here we go as we near the end of Sefer Yeshayahu, Perek Samach Gimel. And we have a perek that has a couple of parts of the Nevuah. The first part of the Nevuah starts with the Onesh of the nations of the world. They are going to be punished. There will come a time when Hashem will, before the Geula, come and punish all of those who deserve punishment. The second part of the parak is a tefillah that Yeshayahu HaNavi has for all of the goodness that he sees as if it happened already. But he says we have to sing and we have to be makir tov what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given for us. Then he refers to a little bit of the difficult times throughout history where we went against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we remember the good times and the old times with Moshe Rabbeinu, and we yearned for them, and we wish that it would happen soon. And the parak ends off with another tefillah. Hashem, please see our pain and suffering, bring the geula. And at the end, we talk about the avos, as we will see by the Shem when we get there. Okay, so now let's start the parak again. So we start off with the onesh, the punishment of Edom. So the Radak already says that this beginning of this parak has to be seen in light of and read with the previous parak, parak Lamed Dalet. Remember, in parak Lamed Dalet, the parak called Kirvu Goyim Lishmoa. Let the Goyim come close to hear. Ulu'umim Hakshivu. Let them listen. I'm reading Perek Lamed Dalet again. Tishma ha'aretz u'melo ha'teva v'chol tzatzel. Let all the nations, all the world hear. Ki ketzef l'ashem al kol ha'goyim. V'cheim al kol tzva'am. There will be anger against all the nations. Hechrimam nesanon l'tevach. They will be killed. V'chalaleim yishlachu. U'figreim yalu basham. V'namasu harim idamam. The mountains will be covered with their blood because of all the blood that was spilled on Klal Yisrael. Ki rivsa b'shamayim charbi, and then specifically, hine al Edom tered, v'yal am chermi l'mishpat. So it says Edom there, and it says Edom here, but again, it might mean all the nations throughout history. This is called the Golas Edom. So it could be just related to the nation or the general enemy. So again, now we get to our parak. Mi ze b'me Edom. Who is this coming from Edom? Chamutz begadim mi batzra. Covered in wearing clothing from dirty clothing from Batsra. Zehadur bilavusho. Hashem is girded in obviously not literal clothing. Soeber of kocho. Ani medaber bitzdaka. Rav lohoshia. As if Hashem is coming with blood on his clothing. What happened? I had to take vengeance. I had to pay back and give punishment to those who deserved it. Rav lohoshia. I had to save those who deserved to be saved. So it's as if the wonder is what happened, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu fulfilling the promise of schar onish to those who deserve it. There is an unusual Gemara in Maseches Makos where the Gemara says Batsra Betzer is one of the Ari Miklat. So the Gemara says that the Tsar of Romi made, which is Edo, made three mistakes. Says the Gemara in Makos Daf Yud Beis Amar Yesh Lakish Shalosh Tauyos Asid Tsaru Shal Romi Litaos. Three mistakes the Tsar of Rome will make. Dechsiv Mize Bame Edom Chamutz Begadim Mi Batsra. Right, that's the as if he came from Betzer, which is an Ari Miklat. She'eno kolet ela kohen. Sorry, I skipped a line. She'eno kolet es ela Betzer. Vugola lebatzra. Betzer is the Ir Miklat, but Batzra is not. Batzra is a Moabite city, which became an Edomite city. Toesh eno kolet es ela shogig, but who made it haya? And the Tsar thinks that, oh, it's going to be kolet even mazed, but it's not true. Toesh eno kolet es ela Adam, but who malachu? And they thought, oh, also a malach could be protected, but that's not true. That's the chazal, figure out exactly what it means, but that's based on this pasuk. So, says Yeshayahu, so to speak, to Hashem, Madua Adom Lovushecha, why is your begadim covered in blood? Uvagadecha Kadore Bagad, as if you were just in a wine press. Pura Darachti Levadi. So the answer is, I have crushed wine. Ume Ami Meinishiti. There was no one in the nations with me. What does that mean? The Radak quotes two pshatim. Either there was no man from Klal Yisrael that was deserving. I just punished not because so much of the schuyos that Klal Yisrael had, but that their punishments have come up to here, and now the other nations deserve to be punished. Number one. Number two, there were no nations that helped me in this. All the nations were deserving of punishment. Or Rabbi Schwab adds, all the nations throughout history never stood up for Klal Yisrael, never stood up during World War II. There were many nations that could have helped. Right? America could have helped. Many nations could have helped, but they didn't. They didn't stop the Nazis, Yimach Shemam. But that's throughout history. Ein ish. Ve'edrachei ba'api, so I crushed them in my anger. Ve'ermasein b'chamasi. Eiz nitzcham al-bagadai. It splattered on my begadim. Again, all derech metaphor. V'chom abushai eg alti. The Malbim points out that there's a difference. That edrachei ba'api, ermasein b'chamasi. Af and chema. Af, says the Malbim, is an external showing of anger. Chema is an internal. Hashem started with Af. Edrachem ba'api. If they would stop, if they would admit they were wrong, if they would do tshuva. But it didn't stop there, they didn't admit. Ha'hevdel bein af l'chema, ki ya'afu achitzoni, l'maris ayin, v'achema hu akas ha'pnimi ha'shamur b'leiv, al yidei api v'anshi achitzone, kavanasi rak l'darchum, k'durach begat, ha'meser chartzana v'azagim ha'motzi esayayin. I started off just like crushing so that they would come back. Ratzisi rak l'avir sarishoyim, aval yidei chamasi sheniva rabam, yidei shalom ratzu l'shuv, it turned into destructive. Right? That's what the Mefarshim point out. Ultimate crushing of grapes is to get out the wine. Ultimate punishment of the nations are to bring them to a hakara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if it's not that, then it just turns into just something more purely destructive. Continues the Navi, Ki Yom Nakam Belibi, Hashem says, there's a day of revenge in my heart, Ushnas Geulai Ba'a. And the year of Geula will come. Referring, again, we forgot to mention, this is the end of the Haftorah of Nitzavim. Sosa Sis Bashem. This is all about the goodness. There's going to come a time when our enemies are going to be defeated and Hashem will take Nekama. Rabbi Schwab again here mentions, Nekama by Hashem is an unusual type of Lashon, right? We know Hashem is called Kel Nekomos Hashem. We say every Wednesday and We say he is the Okeim, the Gemara talks about it, but really revenge is usually a negative midah by a person. So Rabbi Schwab says, really, we should look at it as avenge and not revenge. Why? Because revenge, really, we can't, let's say somebody, Rachman al-Islam, killed 10 people, so we kill them. Did they really get tit for tat? Did they get exactly what they deserved? No, they deserve to be killed 10 times, and instead they're only killed once, but you can only kill somebody once. So human beings can't avenge exactly b'mishpat, the mass murderers. Says Rabbi Schwab, if we were to punish a Nazi mass murderer by putting him to death, he would die only once. Certainly it would be impossible for us to punish him adequately for the tens of thousands of people he has killed. Such punishment can be meted out only by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The meaning of divine vengeance, then, is punishment in the full measure of the crime committed. This is beyond the ability of human beings. But whenever we say, Li Nakam, Yom Nakam, that's what it's referring to, something only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do, and exercise that midah of exact midah, kinegan midah. That's Yom Nakam Belibi, Ushnas Geulai Ba'a. Via Bit Vein Ozer, Hashem continues. Ve'eshtomim Vein Somech. I looked around, there was nobody to help, there was nobody to rely. Again, if they're referring to the Bnei Yisrael, there's no Schuyos that they have, as they're referring to other nations, nobody was following. Vatosha Lizroi, Vachamasi Hisamachasni. So I did it myself, Hashem says. Now, it's worthy to note here, again, the thought that said in the name of the Gra, and the Malbim also says it, we mentioned it back in Sefer Yehoshua, and that is, in this pasuk, we have both words, Ozer and Tosha. Ezer means help with a combination of contributors to that help. The Hoshia, if I ask somebody for Yeshua, it means they have to do everything. Ezra, help me out, but I'll also do some of it. Loshia, that's purely you. And that's what we say. Melech Ozer Umoshia Umagain. We told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's both. But that's also the two times we went into Eretz Yisrael. The first time was led by Yehoshua. Hashem did it. Second time was led by Ezra. We went up with more natural means. That's Ezra and Yehoshua. Those two. Continuing. V'avus, and those are the two types of Ezra that Hashem is going to bring us. V'avus amim ba'api, v'ashakrim b'chamasi. I'm going to make them drunk in my anger. They're not going to know what hit them. V'orid la'aretz nitzcham. And I will bring down their life to the ground. That is part one of the parak. Now we have part two of the parak, which is a tefillah of Yeshayahu. Chazdei Hashem Azkir. I'll mention all the chasadim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Never forget, says the Radak, we can never forget everything that has been done for us, even if there have been difficult times. The chasadim, Tehilos Hashem, the praise of Hashem, Ka'al Kol Asher Gamalanu Hashem, which is commensurate based on what everything he's done for us. The Malbim again says here, it's impossible. 2 points. Number one, the Malbim says, it's impossible to really praise Hashem based on his essence, right? Because we can't understand his essence. But at least based on what he did for us, that we can do. That's the most that we can do. Ki lahal lo mitzad atzmo I efshar. Rak al yedei chasadav umasav, shemize atzad anu makirim tehilosav. That's all that we can do. But the Mefarshim, the Rav Salvechik, Rav Schwab point out, there's one letter in here. Ki'al. Not that we should praise Hashem. Al, on everything that he did for us. Ki. What's ki? That's to teach us that you can never get all of it. We can never thank Hashem for everything. It's impossible. Rav Soloveitchik says, that's why when we leave davening, there's a minhag on Shabbos, on Yontif, to say Adon Olam, to say Yigdal. It's as if we have to start again. It's as if, why do we say that? Because it's like we didn't do anything yet. We started, but we should have to do it again. Right? That's the Gemara in Brachas, about the Chazan. The Chazan that went in front of, went to be the Chazan in Rabbi Chanina Shul. And what happened? He started adding on to Shmona Esra. He said, "Akel, Agad, Agibra, Vanora, Veha Adir, Veha Azuz, Veha Yarui, Ha Chazak, Veha Amitz, Veha Vadai, Veha Nechbad." All these extra adjectives. Hashem is awesome, amazing, Vechulu. Him Tinlo Atsiyim, Rabbi Chanina waited, Kisiyim. When he finished, Amalei says to him, the great line, "Siyam Tinu Lukuli Shifchi Demarech." Did you finish? Now you got it. Now you got everything Hashem is? Of course not. We wouldn't even be able to say these four. Lomali kulehai. Ilav damrinu Moshe Rabbeinu ba'oraisa. V'yosuk anshe kedes ha'gadol v'takinu b'tfila. Lo avini yichol l'memer lehu. V'at amrit kulehai. Like a king who has gold, you praise him in silver. It's impossible. So we only have to use the words that Chazal told us to use. That's why Rav Soloveitchik says, we start off Pesukei Dezimra every day with the phrase, uv'shirei David avdecha nahalelcha. We say in Baruch Sha'amar. Because we can't make it up ourselves. David HaMelech was a Navi, so we're going to use his words. Almost all of Tefillah is David HaMelech. That's the cuff in this pasuk. Ki, we're going to praise you and thank you. Ki, ki'ilu, like on some of it, but not chas v'shalom on all of it. That would be impossible. We also say that in Nishmas. Ilu finu shalom esheran, ein anachli cholom lahodos lecha. Right, we say it. That's what this letter in this pasuk means. Let's continue. V'rav tuv lebeis Yisrael, asher gemolam karachama v'kurov chasadam. And all the goodness that happened to Klal Yisrael on everything that he has done for us. Remember, Yeshayo is saying this thousands of years before the goodness takes place, but it's as if it happened already. Yeshayo is saying, thank Hashem, praise Hashem, because it's bevada going to happen. Bevada, he sees it. There's a Navi. What if the Navi told us? Right, there's an interesting question that was asked from Reb Chaim. The Emek Bracha quotes this from the Griz in the name of Reb Chaim. If a Navi tells you that Hashem is going to do an ace, should we start thanking already? Or if somebody has total bitachon that something's going to happen? Yesh la'ayin, im yavo anavi b'shem Hashem, v'yomar sh'Hashem yaseh li'Yisrael neis. Oh, im yimsa mishayilo bitachon gomur b'Hashem, bitachon shal mea achuzim. 100%. Shebehechle yasa Hashem lo neis. Haim ra'ui lo mar b'kai gavna es ashira miyad kodem aneis v'latzeis b'zei dechavas ashira? Should you say this year right now or not? Says Reb Chaim, no. Why? Based on the positive. Ani b'chastecha v'tachti, if I have bitachon in your chesed, yogel libi b'shuasecha. My heart can be happy. Ashira l'Hashem. When can I say shira? Only ki gamal alai. After it occurred, after I experienced it and went through it. And that's, says the, maybe I have to put this with Yeshayo, the Navi, when the Navi sees it, he can say it, but when we hear it from a Navi, right, he's saying, thank, so we have to wait till actually it happens, and then we're gonna thank Hashem. Vayomer. Continues the pasuk. Ach amia hema, banim lo yishakir. Hashem says they are my nation. Vayilem lo shia, I will be a savior. Bechal tsarasam lo tsar. A very crucial phrase. Kri and Ksiv. Both are messages for us. First, the Ksiv. Lo, Lamed Aleph, Lotzar. And every Tzara, I don't pay them back fully for what they deserve. Right? All the punishments they're supposed to get, Lotzar. No, they don't get exactly what they're supposed to get. Or the deeper idea, the Kri. Bechol Tzarasam. And every Tzara that Klal Yisrael go through, lo, to him, to Hashem Tzar, he is with them. Imo Anochi Betzara. The Medrash, even. A beautiful depiction. The Medrash in Vayikra. I'm sorry, in Shmos, Perek Beis Osei, Amar Abyanai, Ma Ta'omim Halalu, Im Chashash Echad Barosho, Chaveiro Margish Kain, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachol Imo Anochi Betzara. Hashem is our twin. So often, says the Medrash, twins feel for each other, one twin is in pain, the other one feels it, Hashem has that relationship with us. Bechol Tzarosehem, Tzarasam Lo Tzar. The Radak quotes a similar pasuk in Eov, I won't hope, or I will hope. Anyway, but in our pasuk, the two pshatim, umalach panav hoshiyam, and the malach saves them. Meaning, let's go with the first pshat. Lo tsar, right? He doesn't punish it fully because there's a malach, there's a defense attorney. Ba'avaso bechem lasu galam, and with a loving compassion, he redeems us. Vayinatzleim vayinaseim kol yimei olam, and he holds us up. That's where the haftorah ends. But the parak continues. The next section. But we weren't always so great to deserve this. Vehema maru ve'itzvos ruach kadsho. We rebelled. We made sad the ruach of Hashem. Vayafech lahem la'oyev, and he pretended, he became their enemy. Who nilcham bam, he had to throw us out of Eretz Yisrael. Vayizkar yimei olam, and we remembered. Moshe amo, ayye hamale miyam, esroid sono, ayyasam bekirbos ruach kadsho. We remember the days of Moshe, where we felt so close. The Radak says, and remember then, they didn't have so many zechuyos. They weren't redeemed because at that point they had zechuyos. It was al shema asid. Hashem, help us out too. Molech li min Moshe, like you did in the days where you went to the right of Moshe. Zroa tifarto. Bokeh amayim ipneham lasos lo shem olam. You split the sea. Referring to all of the nisim that took place. The Malbim again here. Again, we could go through every single pasuk with the Malbim. The Malbim says this pasuk, Yud Beis, speaks about the five unique characteristics of the nes that happens in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. Number one, nisim and neflos shasi mahem. Bit number one. Let's start with the beginning. Shabbat yaschil is kar bil vavam nisim shasal and bimei olam bechol davadar. Maschil mishol ayem alam bamayim. Ki ba'esa hi, that those nisim in the time of Moshe kriyas yamsuf, hiflam Hashem b'shnei dvarim. I'm sorry, the next pasuk I wanted to read. Yud Beis. Misapki anisim shenaso ede Moshe hayu me'ulim mitzad arba ma'alos. There were four ma'alos and uniquenesses that were in Moshe Rabbeinu's nisim. Number one, shayu anisim temidim b'chalei sheratza haro ha'neman. Number one, whenever he wanted. That's molech. That's the first word in Yud Beis. Molech, he brought them. Number two, shelo ayu anisim ade malach ve'emsa'i. It was direct. Molech, li'min Moshe. Number three, Shalom hayu anisim ayde maisa Yisrael v'schusam achde koach Hashem. Right, it wasn't because we deserve it. That's the next one, Zroa. Zroa means Hashem just did it himself. And finally, Shalom hayu anisim kshurim im hateva rak nisim gedolim umuforsamim. That's tifarto. So molech limin Moshe, Zroa tifarto, four elements that are unique to the nisim of Moshe. That's what we yearn for. Throughout history, we say, oh, I wish we had those times. Molicham batahomos, pasuk yud gimel, Hashem took us through the depths of the Yamsuf, kasus pamidbar, like a horse in the desert. What does that mean? It was totally dry. Didn't even slow us down at all, explains the Radak. Kabehema bapikat tered, ruach Hashem tedichenu, like an animal going down to a valley where it could just gallop. Kenihakta amcha las l'chashem teferes. You helped us so much then. So come on, bring it again. Habet mishamayim ure'ei, mizvul katshecha v'tevradecha. Look down. Let's see from Zvul. Zvul's one of the levels of the heavens. Aye kinoskog v'rasecha. Where is your jealousy and your greatness? Hamon me'echa v'racha mecha, Elias hapaku. Your insides, hamu me'ailo, as your Yo describes. That's missing from us. We want it back. Kiata, and now we get to a crucial pasuk. Kiata vinu, you are our father. Ki Avram lo yada'anu, v'Yisrael lo yakiranu. Avram's not going to help us, and Yaakov's not going to help us. Ata Hashem avinu, goaleinu me'olam shemecha. You are our father forever. The simple interpretation is what the Radak says. Even the Avos are not alive anymore. Even the Avos can't help us out right now. Only you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Av Basar Vadam lo yada bino o ben bino ela b'chayav, ela ata avinu chay v'kayem me'olam ad'olam, ve'en lanu litzok ela elecha. You are the only source. Right? The Radak seems to say here that maybe the Mesim cannot help out. Mesim don't even know what's going on. That's a major sugya in a couple of Gemaras and Shas. Do Mesim know what's going on with the Chayim? Barachas Daf Yurches. Big discussion of it, of the cemetery on Rosh Hashanah, and they went to sleep in the cemetery. They heard Malachim talking about what's going to be that year. That's the simple interpretation. Hashem, you're the only one. But there is a beautiful Gemara in Shabbos Daf Peites, which I like to quote, and that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, based on this pasuk, goes to Avram Avinu and says, "Nu, your nation, your children deserve punishment. Do you have anything to say?" Avram Avinu says, "Sorry, right? Nothing I can say. Just Yimachu Akedusha Shemecha." Yaakov Avinu, "Nu, you have anything to say to defend them?" "Sorry, Yimachu Akedusha Shemecha." So Avram didn't work. Yaakov didn't work. Hashem says, "Okay, Amar Lo LeYitzchak, my last chance." Yitzchak's the only one not mentioned in this pasuk. He's the only one. Right? Yaakov is mentioned, Yisrael and Avraham. Yitzchak's not. Why is that? Because the pasuk says, the Gemara says that maybe he's alluded to in the phrase Avinu at the end. Amar lo Yitzchak, banecha chaduli. Amar lefanav. Yitzchak says, first of all, Ribono shel Olam, banai velo banecha. What do you mean, your children have sinned? They're your kids too, God. Like a parent. Oh, it's your child, your daughter. No. B'sha shikdim mulefanecha nasa l'nishma. Karatzalam b'ni b'chori, achshav banai velo banecha. And number two, Yitzchak says, how much did they sin? How long did they live? 70 years. 35 years is, first 20 years, you don't punish. Misa b'dei shamayim. The next 35 years, they're doing their own thing. They're doing eating and drinking and sleeping. So Yitzchak whittles and whittles and whittles down, as we know. And at the end, finally, he saves them. He says, I put out my neck. I did the akedah. I should save Klal Yisrael. And finally, Hashem says, fine. And then B'nai Yisrael say to Yitzchak, you are our father, Avinu. That's the next phrase in our pasuk. And Yitzchak turns to them and says, no. Be makir tov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not me. At Hashem Avinu, goleinu miyalam shemecha. What does that mean? What's the medrash? The Gemara, beautiful Gemara. Where it says, Rabbi Schwab, really, Hashem's going to go to Avram and say, what was your purpose in life? To spread the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bring monotheism? Klal Yisrael haven't fulfilled that. Yaakov, what was your purpose in life? Your purpose was to create a nation, a whole shiftei ka, based on Torah and mitzvos. So many Jews are not connected. Yaakov has failed, so to speak, the Midah. Yitzchak is about being the private righteous people. The private ones that have a silent impact. That we've always had. One could also say in terms of sacrificing, but that is all, and that's what maybe the Gemara is referring to. And finally, with the pasuk, the parak ends with again a couple of exclamations to Hashem in pleading. Lama tateinu Hashem midrachecha. Why have you caused us to wander? Says the Rashi, the Yetzirah, just the Yetzirah is so strong. Takshiach libeinu miyirasecha. Our heart is so hard from your yira. The Netziv in Bereishis Perek Lamed Daled talks about two sources of chet. Number one, that we're toeh in our minds, and number two, we don't have Yiratz Hashem. So that's the two phrases here. He says, Tateinu, we wander, we can't think straight about your mitzvos. And number two, miyirasecha, we're lacking yirat shemayim. Shuv l'man avadecha, come back to us. La mitzar, for such a short time, Yarshu Amkadashecha. We were in Eretz Yisrael for how long? 4:10, 4:20, 8:30, with 70 in between. So long, we haven't been there. Mahayinu me olam mashal tabam. It's as if you never ruled over us. Who remembers? Lo nikra shimcha layem, as if your name was never called on us. Lu karata shamayim yarata. If you just rip open the heavens and come down, mipanecha arim nazolu, the heavens with the mountains will melt. It would be unbelievable. Hashem, just please. Rishwa points out, we're in the middle of a sentence, we're in the middle of conversation here, middle of a tefillah, but this is where the parak ends, according to the non-Jewish sources. This is the convention of what we use, but we're mamish in the middle of a tefillah, which we will have to continue with next time. Okay, we'll stop here.